The editor of the Daily Dispatch and pollster Ben Epson has predicted that Dr. Busakara will emerge the presidential candidate of the CPP even if another person joins the race. He said the CPP needs to consider the merger with the PNC before they can be taken seriously by the electorate. He advised the party to analyze critically the voting pattern of elections since the year 2000 and strategize accordingly to move the party forward. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
If somebody else even joins, Dr. Sakara has a very good chance of winning easily.
So when you pit Dr. Bright Akwete against Dr. Abusakara, Dr. Abusakara has brighter chances.
Yes, has brighter chances.
Now, what do you expect Dr. Sakara to do to make the CPP attractive to the Ghanaian voter?
First, I must be honest with them that my sympathies are the CPP, but I'm going to be very frank with the political tradition. Even before people take the CPP serious, or the PNC, there is the need for the ongoing talks at merger to be pursued at the highest level. When it fails, I think that the reason for it failing should be made known. Because for the two parties, for the CPP in particular, since 2000, the presidential candidate has always gotten less than half of the votes of the parliamentary candidate. So let me give an example. In 2008, the total number of votes of the parliamentary candidate of the CPP was about 3%. But Tengdum got 1.34%, less than half. So it's the same with Agude in 2004, the same with Professor Hagan in 2000. It tells you that people who love the party will go and vote for their parliamentary candidates, knowing the candidate would not win, but only half of them vote, and that would be Dr. Sakara's first major headache. If he tries and he doesn't succeed, then they move on to try and get CPP acceptable, the broad mass of the young voters especially.
Pollster Ben Epson in that interview with Agatha Asamoah.